USA.org today.
That affects New Yorkers and all of us here in this great country. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Zazie pleading guilty. Do you know the name? He faces life in prison. Let me give you a hint. Subways, blowing them up, plots. Sounds like a terrorist, doesn't it? He's the airport shuttle driver from Denver who was accused of hatching, one could only say, a dastardly, diabolical plot to detonate homemade bombs with stuff that he got at beauty salons inside the city's subway system. He pled guilty to terrorism charges. He will be sentenced in June. Speaking of terrorists, and charging them and where they tried, Attorney General Eric Holder, who I think needs to be pink slipped, frankly, from the Obama folks, says it's the criminal justice system that has proven to be an invaluable weapon in assembling, these are his words, a terrorism case in New York against Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others. I think it'd be like throwing gasoline on the fire, but if you've listened to ATN, you've heard me say that too many times to count. You know where I stand on this. A ridiculous amount of money, one that the city can't afford, and a giant risk to the people of that city who now have targets on their backs if they decide to go ahead and hold those trials there. From the money point of view, from the safety point of view, it makes absolutely no sense to do this. And I think, and especially with the Zazie thing, I think that the road to trying to keep it in New York is starting to get a little bit hotter. Holder made a huge grandstanding event at a news conference following that guilty plea in the Brooklyn court. And he was talking about what happened with Zazie and the subways and the homemade bombs, but making a point as to where we go in these trials. Remember, they've been on their heels, the Obama administration has been, pretty defensive about their record on terrorism since Abdullah Muttalib, that Nigerian man, allegedly tried to blow up that plane that was landing in Detroit on Christmas. So, and then plus the thing with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and the four others, which I think they are blind to the fact that these nuts, these extremists, would kill for no other reason. I mean, let's be honest, no other reason than because their beliefs, their religious beliefs down to the core, push them to do that. It's naive and ridiculous to believe that terrorists kill because they want something or because it's our fault, because we did something that ticked them off, that makes them kill. And if we could only figure out a way to make them happy or stop doing whatever it is that they don't like, then they wouldn't kill anyone. There is no negotiating. There is no negotiating. We move from that to the big news today out of Washington, D.C., and it's the jobs bill. How about it? A brand new Mr. Senator, because now he's a senator, Senator Scott Brown from Massachusetts, part of a bipartisan crowd that cleared the Republican, Republican filibuster to push forward legislation to try to create more jobs. And I think the reason he was on board is because of what it could do for businesses, lifting some of the taxation and actually giving incentives to people who would create jobs in the private sector. So the final tally was 62 to 30. What happens here is it moves forward to the final vote from the from all the boys on Wednesday, and it gives President Obama probably a little bit of a win. But I think it's a win for the American people. There are some things I don't like in the bill, but there are many other things that I think are positive. And the fact that it's helping businesses to hire people who are unemployed and doing it through incentives like the Social Security payroll taxes, to just forget about that through December and give them another $1,000 credit if the person they hire stays on the job a full year, and then some other things, I think is good news because you got to get this ball moving somehow. Thursday is going to be a very big day for so-called bipartisanship. So Obama was talking about jobs and what's happened so far and what he hopes will happen for the individual states when he was talking to the governors who are around to meet with him and hold their own meetings. Here's what he said.
Independent economists credit the Recovery Act with growing the economy and for 2 million jobs that otherwise wouldn't exist. Now, I understand that some of you still claim it's not working or wasn't worth it, but I also know that you've used it to close your budget gaps or break ground on new projects. I've seen the photos, and I've read the press releases, so it must be doing something right. Overall, the economy is in a better place than it was a year ago. We were contracting by 6%, and we're now growing by 6%. But I know that your states are still in a very tough situation, and too many Americans still haven't felt the recovery in their own lives. So we're working to create jobs by all means necessary, be it by cutting taxes for small businesses that create them, to investing more in infrastructure and in energy efficiency, or giving you more help to close budget shortfalls. And I'm not going to rest until we see more progress in each and every one of your states.
All right, so, you know, these are big, bad words. Ultimately, we know that, you know, Schwarzenegger says, the governor there, that California is starting to recover, but that's not what I hear from people that I know that live in Southern California and even to the north. Somehow, it doesn't trickle down. Ultimately, what's happening to the so-called middle class, a lot of people in the middle class, sadly, are disappearing. And even though there are plenty of things I don't like in the jobs legislation, as I bounce back to that, the thing I do like is that some of the small businesses get the breaks that they need to try to create new jobs, and it comes from the private sector, and that's what we're all about. I mean, that's the whole roll-up-your-sleeve thing. And so that's what, you know, it's a small amount. It's an incredibly small amount of the 8.4 million jobs lost in the recession, but it's something. It's something to advance this a little bit further. There are other things that were dumped in this that weren't great, but the tax breaks, I think, could make a huge difference, And how big and how tall of the senator from Massachusetts to jump there and jump on with several other Republicans to actually trounce the filibuster and get that 62-30 vote. So I think that he's somebody who is really going to try. And, you know, there's so much of that political machine going on, it's probably tough to cut through all of it. And as much as he will mostly, I believe, to the core, side with his own party, he looked at something here, and while he had to bite the bullet on a few things he absolutely didn't like, he was able to look at advancing jobs and creating something to help those businesses who are just flat-out stuck. I mean, flat-out stuck and looking for somewhere to go. We're going to go somewhere. We're going to step aside for three, and we'll meet you on the flip side with Odds and Ends.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future future and call 1-800-686-2237. Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Rizin. Mojo Rizin is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Rizin is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Rizin works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Rizin will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Rizin will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Rizin, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Rizin at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Rizin all night long.
I love you, baby. I love you, baby. I love you now. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but let's just go out and ride. Talk about the things we tried. Look at us, we're beautiful. All the people push and pull, but they'll never get inside. We got too much to hide.
All right, what's some good news? We don't want to pound you with all the negative stuff here on America Tonight. Here's a feel-good move for you. I'm sorry, anytime you catch any of the bad guys, it's a good thing, right? So here's another big bad blow to the Taliban, a senior leadership member, in fact. That's what the Pakistani authorities are calling it. They've captured Mullah Abdul Kabir, who's a member of the Inner Circle and a leading military fat cat commander. And they were able to pick him up, according to the intelligence people in Islamabad. So the Americans got the message that, hey, we're detaining this guy, but they haven't been able to confirm it. And apparently he was picked up a couple of days ago in that northwest kind of what they call the frontier province. And he is absolutely part of the small group of leaders. And when I say the small group of leaders, here's how it works. They direct all of the Taliban's ops. You know, all the operations go through this tiny group. And then ultimately they report to Mullah Muhammad Omar, the group's founder. And the group is actually named for a Pakistani city where a lot of those Taliban leaders were supposedly hiding. They were always thought to be hiding there. But he is the second member to be captured in Pakistan in the last couple of weeks. So this is great news. So that's two if you're keeping track of this. And one by one, however they're able to do this, whoever they're squeezing, because remember, wink, wink, they do use those terrible methods of interrogation, and they've been able to nail two huge fish in this elusive game. So I think that deserves some massive applause from the people in Minneapolis and our studio audience. This is huge. Yeah. I think they call it the Kita Shura, and it's got about like 20 people in it or so, 20 of the Taliban folks. And, you know, if you're keeping score, which it's hard to do, but a bunch of them have been killed or even captured, but they keep going on. It's because most of the people who are directing this group are there, and they have got their tentacles spread out across this region and others. So this is a big shift. Well, first of all, it's a big shift in what's happening with the folks in Pakistan. And they're in this game and they're cooperating. Not that they weren't before, but now incredibly active, because all of a sudden these Taliban guys are on the radar. And for years, I mean, let's be honest, for years, the military and the intelligence people in Pakistan have supported the Taliban and haven't done anything inside Pakistan, because every time you would have people screaming, well, what about Osama bin Laden? I mean, where could he possibly be? We keep saying he's in this Afghanistan, Pakistan region. Certainly someone knows something. He's got a $50 million tag on his head, but yet nothing ever happens. Now things have changed. So that means this is a change in attitude, and there has to be some cooperation that's happening here between, I don't know, I guess the CIA, because that would be the intelligence people on the American side of it, and Pakistan, to go after these Taliban guys and smoke them out. And that's huge. And this didn't happen before. So you'd always have the people who led Pakistan claim loudly when they came to the U.S., that they were allies of the U.S., but nothing ever happened. Yet now we're seeing it happen. So they're not afraid, I guess this is what I'm getting at, they're not afraid to go after the Taliban. Something's changed. They're not afraid to make a move, and for fear that there'd be retaliation, and hey, the Americans can leave, but we're going to have to deal with whatever happens, you know, as we go after the worst of the worst in these conclaves, and in this particular conclave. So all of a sudden they're finding them. Remember, Osama bin Laden supposedly was hiding in the caves and was supposedly at Tora Bora. And then there were all these other claims that he's dead, that he has kidney failure, that he's ailing and whatever. And if ever we have a chance, at least through the intelligence network, if there was ever a chance to smoke out bin Laden, this may be the best chance. Because every single day, I keep checking and seeing, and we keep getting this information when it's verified, that yet somebody else has gone down in the Taliban ranks, and not just some kid wet behind the ears that was training at one of the camps. No, we're talking about the people that are drawing up the plans, the people that are the killers, that ultimately are the ones who are initiating any of the actions against the West or anywhere else. So I guess in Pakistan they've decided that they need to do something about this, and it makes sense, because the more that the Taliban gets that hold, and the more that the disenfranchised or those who believe in the Taliban or Al-Qaeda, the more that they get revved up and the more that they start to swell, the more danger there is to the people in Pakistan, let's face it. And they've already had things happen. And maybe that's part of what's turned around here. I don't know if you've seen any of the stories that have been on, but some of the investigative journalists are doing a good job of showing you the problems with the Toyota, with the whole acceleration problem. There have been 34 accidents linked to it. So now Congress is getting ready to have these hearings into, and this happens Tuesday, into the safety problems from the Toyotas. And they're questioning whether this is whether there is this financial slash personal deal between our lawmakers and Toyota, and ultimately what that's going to do to the inquiries, or as I like to call it, the grilling on the hill. So funny. It's always convenient to grill someone when you have nothing at stake, right? Your XYZ senator. When you got nothing, invested in this person in front of you. It's like it was easy to go off on the baseball guys, because who's not going to rail against them and say that they're, of course, they're not going to support steroids. It's easy. It's a layup. This may be a little dicier, because Toyota is a major, we've said this, and many of you have called in and talked about your employment in some way connected to Toyota. So Toyota is a big employer in the States, whether it's the parts on the lots themselves or whatever. And also, and we forget about this, a big, big lobbying force in D.C. So now all of a sudden, you've got a foreign corporation with allies in some of the people who make the laws, who are going to be the inquisitors, if you will, into what the safety problems were that have led to this massive recall of more than 8 million cars and trucks. And so how hard are they going to be on the head of Toyota? In fact, somewhere it was reported, it might have been the New York Times, I'm not sure, but one of the business sections, I'm sorry, that I happened to go through today, talked about that Toyota, you know how many lobbyists they had in Washington? 31. And you know how much they spent? $25 million on federal regulatory and legislative, that's what they put them in different buckets, and legislative lobbying deals in the last 5 years. Of course, much more than any other foreign automaker. I mean, that's a given. And it's certainly now with all these problems, you can only assume that that's going to grow by leaps and bounds. And a number of senators have personal financial ties to Toyota. More than a dozen people in Congress have owned stock in Toyota since 2008. Let me give you one that was outed. Not outed, but reported. Congresswoman Jane Harman had Toyota stock valued at $116,000 to $315,000 in her disclosure report. Stay with us.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you like vitamins, say ILikeVitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes.
Just shake it and take it.
Go to ILikeVitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, Sandra seed extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ILikeVitamins.com. That's ILikeVitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ILikeVitamins.com.
To see him when I wake up is a gift I didn't think could be real.
Coming up in our next segment, the Daily Dose of We Can Count, it includes Superman's debut comic, What Did It Sell For? Also, you wouldn't believe what some of these college kids are having to pay off their debt. Whew, the numbers are pretty high. Sad. And then the ratings for the men's hockey game, the U.S. against Canada on MSNBC. What were those ratings like? Pretty interesting stuff. That's coming up in our next segment. Speaking of numbers, though, President Obama unveiled the revised $1 trillion health plan. Now, there is no public option in the proposal to cover the 31 million uninsured, but it would limit rate hikes. So this is starting over on health care, according to the president. He knows that the chances aren't pretty good. You'd have to think this, since we've been dealing with this since August and all the ridiculous amounts of pages from the Senate proposals and from the House proposals. And now, this is almost a year later since this overhaul. Now the president unveiled a detailed plan that realistically, I think he's hoping just to get a big enough piece of this to silence the critics. Just this whole falling or failing presidency thing, he wants to put the brakes on that. So here's the scoop, and this is really nothing new. It would be a 10-year, $1 trillion plan. It's just like what the Democrats have in the Senate, and it would bring health insurance to the 31 million who don't have it, right? But government insurance wouldn't be included. So, of course, a lot of the people who voted for Obama don't like that. Mostly progressives would fit into there. Republicans are incredibly skeptical about where the money is coming from. See, we keep saying the same thing over and over again. You go to the Congressional Budget Office, they throw out these magical and mystical numbers that are just guesstimates. And nothing is for sure. So what Obama is saying is the plan won't raise the federal deficit. And that one of the things for sure that would help Obama is it would give, this is what he talked about the other day, that part of this new plan would give the feds some power over the insurance companies. So when you have this double-digit premium hike, and we keep going back to California because that's the one that tipped the scales, like the Anthem Blue Cross, the 39% in California and some other states, that they would have some authority there to force a rollback. And this is part, I think this is going to be the where they're going to start on the tube on C-SPAN, frankly, and it's going to be this bipartisan healthcare summit for sure. And after all of this hand-wringing and attacks on both sides and everything else, is there going to be a meeting or a melding of both of these bills? I don't see it. I still do not see it because there are still major things in this that aren't changing. I don't think anyone's going to disagree about the insurance industry, although the insurance industry has many lobbyists and is owed many favors. That's how it works in Washington. So there are some that will have to figure out a way to get around this. In the end, because of the other things in the bill, they'll be able to do it. For a year, we have been hearing about health care and ridiculous things that have been deals that have been cut to make something go through. And I think that if there's any hope of any kind of legislation, it's going to have to start from scratch, or at least most of what's in there now would have to be slashed. I just don't see, other than going in a different direction and deciding to say, forget the Republicans, we're just going to go for it anyway, and we're just going to pass it, period. I don't think so, though. If you're calling for this bipartisan support, you're going on the tube, you're doing all of this to try to come up with some kind of compromise, I don't know that would be the right thing to do, to go back on that and to just say, let's just push the nuclear option basically forward. Let's just do that and go forward. I don't think so. It's too risky of a move, too, for some of the people who are running. But we've heard the cries that this is a possibility. Now, you have when I talk about the other side, when you look at extreme liberal like Anthony Weiner, the Democrat from New York, who is one of the people who would have to be on board with this Obama proposal thing. What he's saying is no. He's saying what's left in this, if you're dumping the government insurance option, how can we go there with you? Because the House bill had a bunch of compromises, and if they're asking for more compromises further to go toward the Senate, then he's calling into question, and so are some others, as to whose vote they're getting. So that means the plan pretty much is unlikely to pass without a full court seducing press, whatever you want to call it, by the president to get votes from Democrats who are not happy either with the plan, ultimately. So what most likely would happen is you would probably what you'll see is if we're lucky, a different kind of insurance marketplace for people with small businesses. And then people individually buying their own policies, maybe tax credits for small businesses. That makes sense. And most people would be on board with that. When I say most people, most lawmakers and most of us would be on board for that. Why would you deny a credit for the small business so people get health coverage and they can afford it. I mean, this all goes back to affordable health care coverage, affordable. So when the push was on for health care, and I'm so sick of talking about it, but when the push was on for health care a year ago, and when they were supposedly Democrats were circumventing the problems that Bill Clinton had when he tried to offer up a plan in the 90s that failed miserably. This was the idea, is we're going to have a new, different version of this has been going on for 60 years, and finally, and actually finally after a half a century of attempts by lots of politicians, we're going to get this through. We're going to be able to do this. We're going to be able to get something passed. But we've heard this now for how long? The rollback is good. I like the rollback. Erase the state lines. Create the competition. I think there are things that can be done here that can be agreed upon, at least some first dramatic step. But as far as trying any kind of a public option, they're not going to get it. They're not going to get it. I don't think there's any compromise that's going to work here. And John Boehner, the House Republican leader, it's just saying right off the top, the president has crippled the credibility of the summit by proposing the same massive government takeover of health care based on the bill that the people in the country, for the most part, he didn't say most part, but the bill that the American people have already rejected. And the Democrats are saying the opposite. Nancy Pelosi, the House Speaker, says she thinks it's great. She can't wait to review the plan and discuss it at the summit. That, hey, we have to pass comprehensive, affordable health insurance reform, and I hope that Thursday's meeting is going to help us be able to achieve it. Now, her tag team partner, Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader for now, who's probably going to get pummeled in his reelection campaign in Nevada, said that Obama's proposal actually brings the best of the House and Senate bills together in a tremendous way because it's fiscally responsible. It's the same thing. Remember that lipstick on a pig comment? That's what it is. Just trying to dress this up in a different way, and it's not going to wash. It's not going to wash. I just hope we see some good drama on the tube on Thursday, because I know I'm going to be watching, and I'm sure that you're going to be watching as well. And if you're not, no worries, because we'll let you hear it on America Tonight. All of the people I mentioned are going to be at Thursday's summit. It's going to be at Blair House, which is, as you know, the presidential guest quarters across from the White House. And it's kind of like the old NBC saying, remember when they have different little slogans they use, must-see TV? When are we watching C-SPAN? I've watched it a few times, but we're watching C-SPAN full throttle, getting out the popcorn, kicking back, and seeing what we see. And stranger things have happened. Maybe something different, some trial balloon will be floated up, and we'll see some kind of a change here, but I don't think so. And you hear McConnell saying no, Boehner saying no, and I believe you're just going to have the rank and file that are there just go from the right to the left, and they're not going to get this bipartisanship cooperation that they're talking about. It's just absolutely not going to happen unless something dramatically shakes out of the weeds. And there are a couple of things we already know, the pre-existing conditions. Many of you have called in, you've talked about it. We know what they are. We know it can be had, but you have to go up against the insurance companies, and that's a thing I think a lot of lawmakers truly, honestly, don't want to do. Coming up, We Can Count.
From the ancient lost book of Tobias, we read,
"Then the angel said to him, take out the entrails of the fish and lay up his heart and his gall and his liver for thee, for these are necessary for useful medicines.
This passage tells how livers of fish were important to man's health then and are now. Green Pasture Products, a family-owned business, provides high-quality sacred food oils made in the same way they've been made throughout history prior to 1850, with fermentation. Cold fermented cod liver oil from Green Pasture is rich in vitamins A, D, E, K, omega-3, omega-9s, and more. But no man-made nutrients, only what the fish provides. Green Pasture Products are clean, independently tested for impurities, made in the USA, and come in capsules or liquids. For more information and a 20% discount off of first orders, visit greenpasture.org and be sure to enter coupon code RADIO at checkout. Hurry, 20% discount only good through March 31st. Or call 402-858-4818. That's 402-858-4818. Call Green Pasture Products today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Yes, indeed, it's time for We Can Count. MSNBC had to be thrilled. Why? Because while the news hounds were complaining about what is going on with this hockey game on my cable station, well, the U.S. taking on Canada was so big that enough people found it. They had an average of 8.22 million total viewers who watched the game. That's just a little bit shy of MSNBC's record audience of 8.23 million. And when was that? Of course, election night. 2008. How about that? That is big. Also, the third highest household rating in the network's history, 4.3, and that was behind only the Democratic presidential debate back in February of 2008. So here's a great comparison. Last season's Game 7 of the Stanley Cup averaged 8 million total viewers. We're saying Game 7 of the Stanley Cup. For NBC, and was the most watched NHL telecast in 36 years. Sadly, can you imagine if that game had been on NBC? Because a lot of people would have watched it who maybe weren't looking for the hockey game or didn't realize when it was on and got confused. But that is some big, bad numbers. Matt, don't you think the number, maybe even double, maybe much, much higher than that because of the people who would have been the captive audience being excited and watching the game and all the storylines?
Yeah, it's the same story as far as like the NHL being on Versus, doing jokes about, oh, where's that station? Because no one has any idea where it is. And so it's only the true hockey fans and the people who knew about the game and wanted to see it that were the ones watching MSNBC, like myself. I knew what channel the game was on. I knew what time it was on, so I was watching it. But if it was on NBC, a network channel that everyone gets, and it's the showcase for the Olympics, when people turn on, like, oh, I want to watch some Olympics, if the hockey was on there, it definitely would have captivated a lot more people, I think.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no question. And, you know, it's interesting, too, in from the Canadian sports TV audience, they had huge numbers for that as well. 10.6 million. 10.6 million, and that was a pretty big audience. It seemed like everybody in Canada was tuned in.
Yeah, and they've been running replays of the game nonstop up in Canada, from what I've heard. And you haven't really seen the replays of that running on a loop down here, so that's too bad for all the hockey nuts.
Yeah, it is too bad. And because, again, people who didn't realize it was going on, you know, you're a casual fan, you're wrapped up in your life, you're not paying as close of attention, whatever. But, you know, what was the logic behind NBC dumping, you know, the decision to dump hockey on MSNBC? You know, what was that? Or they, maybe they were hoping they were going to get people in the habit of watching it.
There's some thrilling ice dancing competition going on.
And I'm sorry, that wasn't thrilling. I don't think so. And here's also the deal. The game was well done. It was. And there were a lot of great storylines. And so if somebody was watching, boy, they would have filled in a lot of blanks for people. Just with the players, it was great. The crew did such a good job. And I think it would have entertained plenty of people.
Yeah, it's just a shame that it wasn't on. And I don't know, like I said, why can't you bump some of those? I mean, who's really watching tons of ice dancing? I mean, it's not even the premier figure skating event.
No.
I think that's what was on. I don't know.
It was ice dancing.
Yeah. You can bump that to MSNBC and have the hockey game on NBC.
I agree with you. It's too bad, but MSNBC, for them, for that channel, they're happy because they've been just getting thumped by Fox and some of the other networks, some of the other things that are offered out there going up against their main talk shows. While they have found an audience, pretty much it's like a 2-to-1 thumping. This was a very, very big night. And we can count, moving along, there are many college students who finish school with little or no debt. What a great thing that is when parents can afford to send their kids to school, but it's tough. Or if somebody gets a full ride, a scholarship, I mean, that has to like be the happiest. That has to be the happiest day in any parent's life. You mean you got a full ride? I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's community college or it's someplace big. The number of student loan accounts in the U.S., according to Equifax, they compile all the credit information, has peaked at 69 million. You know, that's a 29% surge from 2 years ago. In total, students have borrowed, this is a staggering number, sounds like we're talking about our deficit, have borrowed $527 billion to go to school. That's exactly what I thought. Ooh, boy, Ohio University is looking better and better to me. Those days are pretty good. And I happened to see something where they were talking about how much do people owe. And it depends. You know, you have kids that go to medical school and that go to bigger schools, that change a major, that do whatever. And I, in reading the course of the various stories, saw that you had some kids who owed $100,000. Now I ask you, yes, I'm sorry. I mean, unless you are going into a mega pay field like the law, and only if you get on with a really good firm, or the same thing with medical, boy, you're going to have a long road to paying that back, the $100,000, the $60,000. It's one thing to have 10 or 15,000, but you know, what are you going to do? Because here's what happens: then you get out of school, you see the situation the economy's in, you got to pay the school loans, and you got to chip away at it, and you've got that money that goes toward the loans. What about the food? What about the rent? I think you're seeing more that a lot of people are living with the parents when they get out. Not that they necessarily want to do that, but do they have any choice when they're trying to pay back outrageous student loans? And the answer is no. I can remember, boy, and I feel really blessed now that I think about it. I graduated from Ohio University, went home, was doing all kinds of jobs. One of them was in broadcasting as like a, I was like a production assistant. And then I got a job, a full-fledged broadcasting job, but it was 6 months and I was home. My family was totally happy to have me home. But I wanted to do my own thing. So I was there for 6 months, boom, got that job. But I didn't have any student loans. So I didn't have to pay back some gigantic number on top of my head that these poor kids getting out have to pay off. And, I mean, they'll come find you. You owe on those student loans unless you're going to school or unless you're a teacher and you're teaching in an economically rough area. Sometimes they'll waive, pay off the loans if you stay there for 4 years. Boy, there's not a lot of that happening, though. All right, here's another one. We'll bounce back to something interesting as far as comic books are concerned. Boy, Harry Rinker would like this. You know how he joins us a couple times a month? The guru of all things collectible. Well, this is a good one for the books. A rare copy of the first comic book featuring Superman sold on Monday for $1 million. It was a 1938 edition of Action Comics number one. And people that know anything about comics, I guess it's kind of like the holy grail of comic books. And it was sold from a private seller to a private buyer. They didn't want to release their names. The issue has Superman lifting a car on the cover, and it originally cost 10 cents. Can you imagine? 10-cent comic going for that much money. Boy, I'll tell you what, Matt, if you have anything that you think could be worth anything eventually down, you know, 10, 20 years from now down the road, save it. I don't know what's going to be worth. What will be the hot things? Probably like video games, some kind of a rare video game. Maybe you want to put that away.
One thing I did have that was going to be my end-all collectible card, baseball card.
What?
I had the rookie card, and I got this in the early 90s before any steroids or anything happened. And I still have it now, but it's the Barry Bonds rookie card. Probably not worth what it was at one point.
Although, who knows? The fates and fortunes of Barry Bonds have not been determined yet.
Oh, it's pretty much determined. He took a bunch of roids.
Now, he's denying that. So
I should have sold it back in, like, 2002-ish, and that would have been fine.
You know what? It's interesting because that really actually, under normal circumstances, and it still might be, because sometimes infamy, it depends on what happens with him, but let's say under normal circumstances, goes to the Hall of Fame, everything's great, whatever, it would have been worth a pretty good chunk of change, I think.
Yeah, so just got to hang on to it and hope something happens. Maybe there'll be a steroid Hall of Fame he can get into.
Steroid Hall of Fame. I love it. Hey, if you have any suggestions for We Can Count or any of the other things on this show, feel free to send it to us at americatonight.net, americatonight.net, as we are rapidly up against it. I'm going to leave you with a couple of...